Well, I've just had a really great meeting with Carlo from Birmingham Promoters over at the Hare and Hounds pub in King's Heath in Birmingham. That's where they've got a few offices because they do 80% of their shows at the venue. Great meeting, very interesting. Met all the team. They all seem very friendly and very nice. It started with Carlo running through the company and how they do things, the venues they use. It seems like he's very hands-on. He pretty much manages all the shows himself as well as running the company. So the guy's very dedicated and... Yeah, it's going to be interesting to work with him. In terms of what he's hoping for with me working with them as a consultant, main thing is improving ticket sales for shows and making sure they sell tickets earlier on in the process so they can generate some revenue from that. He's also very aware that promoting his own company is useful through something like this and wants to kind of maintain the promotion of Birmingham's venues as a whole. He covers a lot of the venues in Birmingham, Flapper and Firkin, the Hare and Hounds and the Rainbow, as well as some others. So it's going to be very interesting to try and maintain generally Birmingham's reputation. They've got a great online presence already. They've got the, sort of the usual Twitter, MySpace, Facebook. They've got a great looking website where you can buy tickets. It's a very slick website, but their blog page is empty. And this is where I'm going to come in and try and bring content onto that site to try and drive traffic to that site as well. In talking about traffic, it turns out they don't have Google Analytics. Well, Carlo doesn't have access to it. So I said that's vital to see how much traffic the site's getting, where people are coming from, where people are going to, what pages are working, what pages aren't, and also good for me so I can assess the success of the blog. The blog, I'm talking to him about using audio, video, pictures and some text to just get people onto the site and promote those headlines out on social networking sites. I suggested Audioboo, something fresh in my mind from a university session the other day. And I'm thinking when he first confirms a band for a show, he could record an Audioboo himself on his iPhone and send that out. You know, just been to a meeting, just confirmed X, Y, and Z for this date. Very exciting. This band, you know, toured last year or whatever. Nice little short information bursts about what the company are up to. He didn't seem too convinced at first. I think he didn't think people would listen to almost like an answer phone message or a boo message recorded on a phone. And I said, actually, it creates a human face for the company. If people get to know him, it's his company, they'll start to follow the shows he puts on. Instead of just following a venue or a band, they hopefully will go to his site to see what he's doing. So I really want to try and build that human voice and use him as much as possible. Also going to plan some audio boos with bands ahead of shows. So, you know, just done a sound check, sounded great. Can't wait to see you all tonight. Still tickets, come along. Also going to do some video interviews with some local bands and set up a Flickr feed for the photographers that they use at the shows themselves. Going to try and look into a Twitter hashtag feed for the shows. Need to look into that, see how it's all going to work. But very excited, so much potential here. So yeah, let's see how it goes.